Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will be asked to approve $2 million to convert the former downtown city library building into an event venue. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
This means that this will open it up for anyone who thinks that they have an idea of how to design this to come forward, because it will be an event space. And so an RFP, a request for proposals, will be forthcoming if this passes during Tuesday's meeting.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Head in the Morning show here on KNSS. Wichita City Council discussing this morning turning the former downtown library into an event venue. I should say that this is something that the downtown library, I used to take my kids down there on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, and just spend hours down there. If the kids looking at books, reading, a great place to hang out. I love the library. Of course, we got a new one. Over what, second in McLean over there. But what are you going to do? Well, I mean, talking about an event menu, you've got, what did the mayor said, 90,000 square feet?
There's a lot of
that's
space,
a
in,
lot
that
of space in there. What kind of event would you host in there? That's my question. That would be pretty big to make the, you know.
Well, I'm sure they could accommodate any size,
yeah,
whether you want it to be a wedding reception or a political rally or just about anything.
Doesn't have to fill it up, I guess.
No.
Doesn't have to be. You don't have to have 5,000 people in there, but there you go. Well, we'll see what happens. They're going to spend $2 million on it, and then they'll...
A convention, a reunion, all
see
sorts
what,
of things. That
see what
be
people
able to
want
to
do
for.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Big ships, big fun. AAA projecting 21.7 million Americans will set sail on ocean cruises next year, a 4.5% increase over 2025, and a world record. The industry credits strong consumer demand, expanded itineraries, and increased capacity across major cruise lines.
Yeah, those things are big.
So,
who's a lot of people on those things?
Who's hitting the high seas? Older people and young families. According to data, AAA says 65% of adult U.S. cruises are 55 and older cruisers. Yeah. While 27% are aged 35 to 54. And about 7% fall between 18 and 34. There you go. Planning on a cruise this year, Ted?
I've never been on a cruise.
I am not planning on a cruise. And I have been on a cruise, but I'm not going this year, that's for sure. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, Texas Tech, the big controversy over the tortillas. They're trying to solve that. Texas Tech is banning the throwing of tortillas by fans on kickoffs after the Red Raiders were penalized twice and fined for objects being thrown into the field, onto the field, in their most recent home game. And that was against the University of Kansas. Athletic Director Kirby Hokut said Monday, fans entering the stadium would be instructed to discard tortillas. And there would be reminders before kickoff for anyone who took tortillas to give them to stadium workers in order for them to be thrown away. In other words, they don't want them throwing tortillas out on the field anymore.
That's what the deal is.
Some sort of tradition they have there.
Some
trouble the other day.
I can think of worse things to throw, That's one side of it. Tortillas seem relatively innocuous.
Yeah, but tortillas, is that something that's easy to throw? I guess you'd have to make it into a ball so we could get some,
wing it like a frisbee.
There you go.
Get some distance on that, I think.
Anyone caught throwing tortillas would have their ticket privileges revoked from the rest of the academic year across all sports, Hoket said.
There you go.
You get caught.
They're cracking down.
They're going to crack down.
Can't go to any basketball games or football games if you get caught.
Yeah.
Now, Ted, you might be more familiar with the tradition than I am.
I'm not familiar with it.
Maybe you can answer a question for me, maybe. Are these corn or flour tortillas?
Couldn't care less. It's a Lubbock thing. It's their deal. Whatever.
Yeah. That was it. Maybe you should just switch and throw taco burgers or something like that. Or burritos.
Of course, it reminds me of the Lou Holtz quote when he was coaching at Arkansas. And they won a game late in the year and got a bid to the Orange Bowl. And fans started throwing oranges onto the field. And Lou's comment was, "Well, thank goodness we're not going to the Gator Bowl."
Yeah. I throw a gator out there. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And Wichita City Council discussing this morning turning the former downtown library into an event venue. I just say that this is something that the downtown library, I used to take my kids down there on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, and just spend hours down there. If the kids looking at books, reading, a great place to hang out. I love the library. Of course, we got a new one over at, 2nd and McLean over there. But what are you going to do? Well, I mean, talking about an event menu, you've got, what did the mayor said, 90,000 square feet?
There's a lot of space in
there. What kind of event would you host in there? That's my question. That would be pretty big to make the,
Well, I'm sure they could accommodate any size, you want it to be a wedding reception or a political rally or just about anything.
Doesn't have to fill it up, I guess.
No.
You don't have to have 5,000 people in there, but there you go. Well, we'll see what happens. They're going to spend $2 million on it, and then they'll...
A convention, a reunion, all sorts of things that
see what
be
people
able to use
want to
that
do
for.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How many times have you stopped by the store for a gallon of milk and walked out with a cart full of gotta-haves? Or you're shopping online, a flash sale pops up, and you click buy now before your brain really has a chance to weigh in. Overspending isn't always about poor discipline. It's often about convenience, emotion, and habit. The key to avoiding overspending is less about saying no and more about building habits that make it easy to say not now. Start with awareness. Track your spending for a few weeks. Don't judge yourself, but get clarity. You'll find patterns where impulse buys are quietly eating into your savings goals. Awareness alone can be a powerful motivator to change. Automate your good behavior by setting up auto transfers into savings or investment accounts so that money is gone before you even have a chance to spend it spontaneously. Treat your savings like a bill you owe yourself. Over time, these small automatic steps can turn discipline into habit. Spend with thought. Before buying, ask yourself, does this bring real value to my life? If the answer is not really, put it on hold. Wait 24 hours before big purchases helps separate emotion from intention. You may find that the most impulse desires fade really fast. Finally, set realistic limits to align with your goals. A budget isn't a punishment. It's a permission slip to spend on what truly matters while protecting your long-term plans. Good money habits don't develop overnight, but consistency pays off. If you're like me, once you see your savings grow, stress shrinks and confidence increases. The goal is to not just spend less, it's to spend smarter in ways that support your life that you really want. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316 267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. Good advice, as always. Impulse buying. You know, it's been studied over the years. It's not hard to figure out exactly what the merchants are doing when they put all the candy right up there by the cash register.
Exactly.
And I tell you, I'm a sucker. I get up there I'm checking out at Dillon's or wherever, and there's those Hershey bars with almonds. They're right there, and Shelley and I both love them. So
pretty tasty.
I'll both throw a couple of those in the bag, and they're not 25 cents anymore.
No, not quite.
Like when we were a kid. All right.
See how I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do it. Every time I go shopping, I have a list.
Well, sure.
You get those things, and then you leave.
And never go shopping when you're hungry.
Yeah, that's another.
Because then it's,
you just pile up, man.
Yeah, you just pile up. The first thing you know, you don't have any money left to go, exactly. to go out and gamble like, or anything.
Man.
There you go. Impulse buying. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.